Alarm. Take MitoQ. Run, shower, breakfast, kids to school, work time, home time, dinner time, fun time, bedtime. Whew. When you're leading a full life, MitoQ can make all the difference. MitoQ is a science-based cell health supplement that helps your trillions of cells generate renewable daily energy. Because energy is renewable. Time is not. Discover more at MitoQ.com. That's MitoQ.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sometimes things just fall into place. I've been scrolling through Twitter during a little bit of vacation time, and I came across Armin Katayan on Twitter. I follow him on X. Nobody is on Twitter anymore. We're all on X, which, again, I just feel dirty saying that. But so I follow Armin Katayan. And he tweeted out a book. Now, I kept going through it. And I had forgotten, Armin's got a new book out. And I know that Armin had written a book 9 years ago. We're actually coming up on the 9-year anniversary of a book called The System, which is all about big money in college sports. And I thought, it's probably something like that. I had forgotten the title. As it turns out, the book we've already mentioned today, the book that exposes Phil Mickelson's gambling, Armin's part of that too. And I'm going to try to work in both with Armin Katayan, legendary sports investigative journalist and the author of a new book coming out called The Price with John Talty of 24/7 Sports. Mr. Katayan, thank you very much. I've stumbled into an embarrassment of riches. How are you?
I'm good. It's been as you can imagine, Adam, it's been a kind of a crazy day, but it's good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Before we let you go, I am going to ask you about Mickelson. That's very salacious, those stories from Billy Walters. But let's start with the stuff that I think matters to, I would say, 90% of our listening audience here in the state of North Carolina. That's the state of major college sports. I actually think we should really be talking about it only in major college football, because that's what's driving everything here. So when you see everything that is going on, where now the ACC is talking to Cal, Stanford, and SMU, which makes me roll my eyes, where are you in your thought process with all of this, knowing that you are working on a new book about it?
Well, it's interesting. Chaos would be a kind word for it right now, I think. John and I have been, I think what you mentioned, the system. So just to give your audience an idea, this is like, The Price is like the System 2.0.
Right.
The System was a deep dive into big-time college football at a time when, coaches' salaries were soaring and realignment was happening and regional television networks were just beginning. And now we're in a period of time where it's, I think, a brave new world and the wild, wild west and whatever other kind of words you want to use for it. The reporting that we have been doing, we're embedded in a lot of interesting places at the moment. And there's just a complete sense of bewilderment in a lot of places, and also self-interest and greed and confusion and exhaustion. And all of those words are factored into it. But it's really being driven by a single source, and that's the chase for the money, for the grant of rights dollars that the networks, the media companies are paying. And I think, the ship is sinking in a lot of ways. And you mentioned in passing the future of what college football would look like. I don't disagree with you at all. But, the ship's sinking. The schools are, I think, acutely aware. There's only so many lifeboats around right now. And what you saw with Arizona State and Arizona and Utah going to the Big 12, and certainly Oregon and Washington going to the Big Ten, and all the conversations that are now surrounding the ACC, the presidents, as President Bobby Robbins of Arizona said just a couple days ago, they've lost control of the situation. And not that they had very much control before, but the conference commissioners had control. And I think now that control has passed into the hands of the media companies, particularly Fox, which is behind the move of Oregon and Washington, and certainly was behind the move, I think, of UCLA and USC. So it's a very, it's an exhaust. I'm inside looking out or outside looking in, depending upon your perspective. But some days it's just impossible to keep up with what's going on. And that's a little frightening because these decisions, I mean, you watch the destruction of a 108-year-old conference, the Conference of Champions, of the Rose Bowl, the Rose Bowl Parade, you know, Keith Jackson, destroyed, basically decimated in a 48-hour period. And those things don't happen when people are thinking collectively. They happen when people are thinking in their own self-interest and in for survival mode. And so, and that's just realignment. You toss in NIL and the portal and all the other things that are mental health and all the other things that are going on right now, particularly in big time college football, but also in basketball. And it's just insane in a lot of ways.
Armen Katsayan is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, investigative reporter, author of a new book coming out called The Price, The System, which we're coming up on the 9-year anniversary of that. And he's also part of the Billy Walters book, which throws all sorts of dirt on Phil Mickelson, which I do want to ask you about before we leave. But I want to focus more on the college football stuff, because I do think it's, even though college basketball makes a lot of money, I don't think we're seeing really any realignment today.
It's not driven. It's all football.
It's all football.
This is a one-stop shop.
Basketball is kind of like an unintended consequence. Hey, if it works out, the basketball's good. That's even better. That was part of, I guess, the Big 12 thinking about adding Connecticut, which they have stopped thinking about that, I believe. But I want to ask you about the leadership of the NCAA. And I realize that the NCAA is first and foremost all of the universities that are part of it. It's not really Charlie Baker now or Mark Emmert before him or Miles Brand, the late Miles Brand before him. But we're about 20 years in since we've had legitimately strong leadership. I go back to maybe Cedric Dempsey. Since we've had legitimately strong leadership where it wasn't allowing just all sorts of craziness to go on. And I know Baker has said some things after the fact, but we have heard nothing but we have to stop the players from getting money from the NCAA offices really for the last decade when all of this is going on. So I know they can't really stop it, but they could have been vocal.
Well, they've had ample opportunities. I was at the conference, the summit in D.C. that Charlie Baker was there. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner of the ACC, was there. Yeah. It was a who's who of stakeholders, as they are called. And I was asked to do a Q&A during the lunch session. And one of the things I said was, the NCAA, you reap what you sow. And you can go back to certainly Sonny Vaccaro and Ed O'Bannon in the original lawsuit that was filed, the antitrust lawsuit that was filed in class action in 2011 and 2014 when the judge in the Ninth District in California ruled in favor of the plaintiffs and ruled that the practice of not paying athletes violated antitrust laws. And then you can go on to the Supreme Court ruling 9-0 that called the NCAA a cartel and it violated the Sherman Antitrust Act. So there have been ample opportunities over the course of the last decade plus. And you could actually argue, I go back to Walter Byers when I was at Sports Illustrated. I actually did an interview with Walter Byers. So I've interviewed every single NCAA president since then. That's going back into the 80s. It's an association, it's nothing but a group of schools getting together. The problem is you have Power Five schools that are subjected to decisions by Division Two and Three schools that you're talking about, Mars and Venus.
Right.
So it's a completely different structure, and I think that structure is going to change in the next, you know, 3 or 4 years, 2 or 3 years. But the NCAA spent tens of millions of dollars fighting the O'Bannon case mm-hmm. for name, image, and likeness. And once name, image, and likeness came into play in 2021, I think July 1, 2021, mm-hmm. that was the first bomb that dropped. And that changed the landscape completely. Now it's just everybody is scrambling to figure out a way to survive. And, you know, NC State is in your backyard.
Yep.
And it's NC State's a very interesting school because they're in the middle. You know, I think they finished fourth last year in the ACC. They're predicted to be in that same area this year.
Sure.
Coach Doran's, you know, done a good job there. But it's, you know, when you start listing the schools in the ACC, the power schools in the ACC, you got to go down, you know, where's NC State? It's
mm-hmm.
in the middle.
They're in the middle.
And that's a place you don't want to be right now, the way things are going. Because, and I can only imagine as they're trying to figure out, if we bring in Cal and Stanford, okay, but what happens to all that grant of rights money? Are we going to split the pie now two more ways? These calculations they're crucial to the university's budgets, but I was talking to some people today, and it's like, you know, if you're in a 16-team conference or 18-team conference and you're the 16th, 17th, 18th, 15th, 14th team, what does that get you? I mean, what are you bringing to the table? And I think a lot of these schools now are starting to look.
Alarm. Take MitoQ. Run. Shower. Breakfast. Kids to school. Work time. Home time. Dinner time. Fun time. Bedtime. Whew. When you're leading a full life, MitoQ can make all the difference. MitoQ is a science-based cell health supplement that helps your trillions of cells generate renewable daily energy. Because energy is renewable. Time is not. Discover more at MitoQ.com. That's MitoQ.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Forward. And saying, okay, super conferences.
Yeah.
Do we take, how many do you take from the ACC? How many do you take from the Big Ten, the SEC? The Mountain West gets nothing. Does the Big 12 get a seat? Notre Dame gets a seat. And then what happens? I think what we're seeing now is just the beginning of an even bigger change in the college football landscape and a separation, which makes perfect sense. In so many ways, but I go back to your original discussion about the NCAA. I have a lot of friends in the NCAA, particularly on the enforcement side, that I have respect for. I've seen Charlie Baker in person talk. He's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I also talked to a powerful senator this week about, you know, it's ironic now that the NCAA is coming to Congress for help. I mean, that's the level of desperation that we're seeing now. And the senator I spoke with said it's highly unlikely that there's going to be any legislation sure. coming out of Congress before this session ends in 2024. And once you get into early next year,
and you're in an election cycle, you can forget it. Nothing's going to get done. Not that much is getting done now.
There are four proposals on Capitol Hill right now, and it's like quarterbacks. If you have four quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. If you have four proposals, you have no proposals. And by the way, the last one, the most recent one, by Senator Christopher Murphy and a representative who I don't remember her name from the House of Representatives, that's the one that the only one that the players seem to be behind, because that is the most player friendly. And if it was me drawing it up, that's the one I would go for. But that's not what the NCAA and the commissioners really want. So I lied. We're not going to be able to talk about the book with Billy Walters. I'll ask you this one thing on the way out, Armin Kitay, and I appreciate the time. When the book, I know the you can pre-order the book. The Billy Walters book.
It comes out August 22nd. So, and it's great. It really is. And Billy's he's an amazing character, and all the stuff that we've said and people have read today about Phil, trust me, I've been doing this a long time. It's all documented.
I cannot wait to read it. But let me just ask you this real quick, because I've been talking about this for a long time, about we're going to see a separation even at the FBS level, where the Power Five will break away. Will football... Well, just crystallize it. Will football in the Power Five break away from everything else?
Yes. I don't think there's – I think it's almost fait accompli at this point in time. They just haven't figured out yet how the structure is going to work, what rules, who will enforce them. I think once they get that in place, and trust me, people like Greg Sankey and other people, Oliver Luck and some of the other really – thoughtful, powerful people within college sports and college football. If that's not on their whiteboard, I'd be shocked. There has to be plans in place. And when that takes place, you'll see another seismic shift in college football. And there will be that super group that'll split away under their own rules, whether it's revenue sharing with players, how that is going to be done, who's going to run it, what the rules are. But I think as night follows day, you can say it's a – I'd be shocked if it didn't happen.
Armin Katayan, I appreciate your time. The book you're working on is called The Price. Thank you very much. We'll be in touch.
You're welcome. You bet.
You got it. Take care. Armin Katayan here on The Adam Gold Show.
Se acerca el regreso a clases y el salón de JCPenney tiene cortes de cabello a solo $12 para niños de kinder a sexto grado. O ahorra $12 en cualquier servicio de peinado de $30 o más. Y mándalos a la escuela luciendo como angelitos. Aceptamos visitas sin previa cita, pero apresúrate porque se llena. O saca tu cita en línea en jcp.com/salón. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas hasta el 23 de septiembre. Citas válidas con diseñador o diseñador senior. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.